WMF all in Redwood.
Halloween is upon us.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
It would be like taking candy from a baby.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters! Heart attack, cancer, stroke! Save yourself and all those animal lives! Go vegan now! Free recipes at PETA.org.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Family, religion, friendship. These are the three demons you must slay if you wish to succeed in business.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Built up on top of one another.
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Time. Time.
Dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
Say a bad moon rising. I say trouble on the way. I say earthquakes and lightning. I say a bad time today. Don't go out tonight.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's no mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, and this week, vintage radio dramas. Scary, scary dramas from the past. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are back with a brand new Halloween spooktacular sound collage for you. We began the show with, well, actually, we began the show with a public service message from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, urging you to consider vegetarianism, not just this Halloween, but all year long. And then, well, I continue to steal a little bit from Chase Carson, former WMFO DJ, some bits of his intro, incorporating them, just like the Borg do be assimilated into my intro. And then we heard from Leather Wolf and their incredibly cool cover version of Creedence Clearwater's revival, Bad Moon Rising. And thanks so much to my DJ colleague, Mike Conway, host of Classic Rock Mine here on Saturday night, for turning me on to that incredibly cool cover version of that song during his, it was actually the lead-in to his Halloween 2017 Spooktravaganza. And well, I just thought so highly of it, I'm bringing it to you to kick off our spooktacular. And before going any further here, I want to thank even more Arthur, host of the Grand Hour at the crack of dawn on Wednesday mornings from 5 to 6 a.m. Well, actually, even before dawn these days. And Arthur plays dramas from the golden age of radio. And I asked him if he had some ideas, and he's contributed two short, scary, kind of campy pieces from Arch Obler's 1962 album, Drop Dead and Exercise in Horror. But even more particularly, we have got a big feature for you in this episode's sound collage. He suggested the longer radio drama, Sorry Wrong Number, which actually aired originally in May of 1943. It was Agnes Moorehead, the incredibly talented actress. It's mostly a one-woman kind of show, and it's about an invalid who accidentally intercepts a phone call, and there are these two guys who are plotting a murder, and she tries to get the telephone operators and the police and a whole bunch of people involved to deal with this. And, I decided to mix that up as this main feature on top of a Tangerine Dream, an entire Tangerine Dream album, Rubicon, from 1975, both sides of that vinyl album. And I'm really excited about playing that for you in the second hour of the show. And for the first hour, in the next set, after we're done with all these sounds of a haunted house, starting off there, with Vincent Price. Yes, thanks to him too. In the next set, a first big set, almost half an hour long, that I'm going to play for you, we're going to be hearing a song from Tim Mungenast, who is a friend of mine, a very talented musician. He's released a number of albums, and it's not exactly about Halloween demons, but we're going to play his song Demons from his Birth of Monsters album that he released in 1999. And we're also going to be hearing a song that I composed, and this is my first, I'm going to say, played on the radio percussion piece using my Yamaha DTX Multi-12 percussion pads. It's something, it's got 12 pads, and you can program them to play four different sounds on each one depending upon how hard you hit them. And I never really thought of myself as being a percussionist, but I think I'm exploring jazz, and it's a kind of a strange jazz piece, a bit like Exotica. It uses the Phrygian dominance scale, not a major or a minor key, and the instruments are some melodic percussion instruments like marimbas and balafons and vibes. And then we're also going to be hearing a piece called Taking Papa Home from Arch Obler, another one of Arthur's contributions. And that one's actually, I'd say, well, that's from 1962. And it's almost a public service message about the dangers of getting drunk, even if you're just a passenger, as well as being careful about at railroad crossings. And a couple of other scary songs in there. Songs about ghosts, and maybe one of the scariest audio clips I've ever mixed into a sound collage here. It's something from the 9/11 attacks at the World Trade Center, mixed on top of the cult's love removal machine. But we're going to start off this next set with some excerpts from the Godzilla 1954 movie, the soundtrack by Akira Ifukube, and also Skrillex. First time I'm going to be playing him, his Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. And this spooktacular, with all of that and more, begins for you right now, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage. WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Free Farm, and the Night Very Scary Radio. Ha 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 ha.
Permit me now to try you out with one of my own favorite type of horrors. This is a sort that after it starts, pretty soon you just can't stand it and you want it to stop, but it doesn't stop, and when it stops, you're sorry that it stopped. Its title, Taking Papa Home.
We roll along, roll along.
Will you quiet down? And don't pull at me. I'm driving. Really, Harold.
Really, Harold. Really, Harold. Really, all right.
I suppose you have it coming. You've waited for your pension a long time. So, this is your night to howl.
Oh, really, Harold.
All these years, I never realized you had it in you. I wish I could make a recording of this and play it for you tomorrow morning. You won't believe me when I tell you.
Home, home on the range.
Home is exactly where you're going, mister.
Mr. Meade is going to buy his wife a new car out of the first pension check.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new car,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Meade.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. One for each foot, and a swimming pool to wash it in. With that company check, we'll be lucky to have steak once a month. It'll be good to be together again, Harold. No more getting up at 7:30 and coming home so late. It'll be wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. I do wish we could get a new car. Oh, I hate to drive this one. My goodness, we're at the railroad crossing already. Those miserable old gears. Oh, my goodness, on the track.
On the track, on the track, on the track.
Start, will you? Start? Start, start! Train! Can't be! Oh, no. Harold, wake up, Harold. There's a train.
No,
I remember. It was the starter motor. I can't get it in gear. I can't. Harold, we gotta get out. Wake up. We gotta get out.
I'm gonna sleep.
No. No, there's a train. You gotta get out, Harold, for God's sake. Harold, please. I won't go without you. Harold, darling, please. Please get out of here, please, Harold. You gotta stay alive. Oh, you've worked so hard waiting for the day. This is fair. Harold, please. The door's open. I can't lift you. You're too heavy.
You don't don't get meetings or you don't get booked back unless you have a gimmick. Whereas the evangelists say it's a ministry. Like it's incredible. They'll say, oh, brother so-and-so, he's got the ministry of laying on of hands, or he's got the ministry of prophecy. That's a gimmick. And the guys that have the gimmicks get the big meetings and do good. And I mean, I used one time, I had a thing where there's a special kind of ink you can buy and you put it on. And with perspiration, when the salt starts to come out and you start to perspire, it'll turn red. And so I painted a cross, you know, I just did a cross like this in my head. And while I was preaching, the cross started to show immediately. People started nudging each other, you know, and of course it went away. I think after a while, it lasted so long, my wife's like, you know. But afterwards, I mean, like I had that whole audience, that was one of the biggest meetings that I've ever had, because they saw that cross and said, oh, Brother Marjorie, when you were preaching tonight, the cross was over your head. I mean, that was convinced them, you know, that it was really very, very real, and it made it very easy for me to take offerings and receive money.
Myself in my room. maybe I'll ride a broom. I'll be ready to fight you bastards all night. Strangely, my friend, I'm just wrestling with my demons again. Ghosts are living in my head. In the hollows of my brain. It's almost dinner time. Maybe you'll walk outside. Make sure to let me know if I go insane. Wrestling with my demons again.
There's nowhere to go. And then I heard that another plane hit. And if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh my God. And if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh my God.
It was December 7, 1941, actually the next day, that FDR said this is the day we shall live in infamy. We are living through another day of infamy for this country.
Yeah.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, to freeform, non-commercial, community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are celebrating Halloween with a scary vintage spooktacular. We kicked off the set with a track from Akira Ifukube's The Best of Godzilla, 1954 to 1975, a collection of all different pieces from the various soundtracks of that era. And my intention first was I was going to mix those 37 seconds of Godzilla sounds and then segue into the Skrillex song that followed, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, the Zed remix. But as I started playing around with that, I discovered that it actually worked to slam it right together, right, both of them at the beginning. And I hope you like that. And then a contribution, one of several in this episode, from Arthur, host of The Grand Hour. He plays dramas from the golden age of radio on his Wednesday morning program from 5 to 6 a.m. here in WMFO in Medford. And that was a piece by Arch Obler from his 1962 album, Drop Dead. And it was Taking Papa Home. Almost seemed like a public service message about the dangers of getting drunk, even if you're just a passenger, as well as looking out for those very dangerous trains and their stops. And then we heard my Plastic Sushi Preachers Give Me Money remix of the 10th Planet's Ghost. And thanks to Chuck Yu, going back many years on his WMBR radio program, for originally hooking me up with those two Christian preachers during, I think, an Easter show he was doing on our wonderful sister station, WMBR 88.1, first on your FM dial. Next up was a song, Demons, by my friend Tim Munganast, who used to be a Boston area local musician, but now he's back in New York, where he's in Albany right now. And that was from his Birth of Monsters album, released in 1999. And that song was, not about Halloween demons, but, you know, listen to the lyrics. It's about demons for sure. And then we followed that with a percussion piece in the Phrygian dominance scale that I composed and played on my Yamaha percussion pads. Bunch of melodic percussion instruments like marimbas and balafons and vibes, and some non-melodic percussion instruments like kick drums and hi-hats and cymbals in there. And like playing guitar these days, I don't use drumsticks. I do everything with my fingers. I play the pads with all 10 of my fingers. And I think it's just like playing guitar. You get a lot more control once you figure out how to do that. Then we finished things off with The Cult and Love Removal Machine. And let's see. Well, did we have a... I wanted to have a public service message about asthma in there called Monsters, but it seems we may have had a little technical mistake inside there. But in any case, this is a fine time to remind you that there's no problem enjoying alcoholic beverages responsibly, and even irresponsibly to a certain extent, but definitely not while you're operating a motor vehicle. So, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car or any other kind of motorized vehicle and driving, because people die that way. And you wouldn't want to hurt yourself or anybody else, would you? Backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos. And this is a piece from her epic album, Tales of Heaven and Hell, released in 1998. This piece called Transitional. And for the rest of the breaks, this is going to be our kind of featured ambiance for the rest of the break. So, yes, a bunch of different features. In the next set, we're going to be hearing another selection from Arch Obler and Arthur, A Day at the Dentist's Office. And we're going to hear a couple of different versions of a Beatles song. I mashed up a bit. And also what I think may be my best single song sound collage ever. A mashup mix-up of La Tigra's TKO that has real-life audio clips from Nicole Simpson calling the LAPD 911 line before OJ killed her. And after I mixed it, I realized that all of the lyrics and everything, it's like Nicole Simpson's ghost comes back afterwards and she haunts OJ all around until he's convicted and goes to prison. And yes, that's what that song's about. That's coming up. But first, a song that I'm going to send out to former WMFO ops director and David Bowie fan extraordinaire, Ben Yu. He's his radio show every week, some different aspect of David Bowie. This, of course, we've got our Halloween theme going, so it's going to be about scary monsters and super creeps. And it starts here, right now.
Blue.
Still there? Good. Well, permit me to try you with the humorous type of horror. Horror can't have humor? Listen to A Day at the Dentist.
Any more patients, nurse?
Yes, one just came in. He hasn't an appointment, but he says it's an emergency.
Oh, do I know him? What's his name?
His name is Fred Houseman.
Houseman? Fred? Are you sure?
Yes, do you know him?
No, oh no. Show him in. And Miss Case, you can go home now.
But doctor, it isn't time.
I said you could go home now.
Yes, doctor. The doctor will see you now.
Oh, thank you.
Come in, sir, come in. I'll see you in the morning, nurse. And when you go out, lock the outer door. Mr. Houseman will be my last patient.
Yes, doctor.
I said, come in, sir, come in.
Thank you, doctor, for seeing me without an appointment.
It's my pleasure. Oh, will you get in the chair?
Oh, thank you. You know, I used to come here to Dr. Charles. I didn't know you'd taken over.
Are you all comfortable?
Yes, indeed.
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, I have a toothache. It's a lazula.
Oh, yes. We can fix that in a hurry. Nothing serious?
Say, are you sure it's painless, Doctor? It's funny me saying that, but here I used to play football and wrestle, but there's one thing I sure can't stand is a little pain. You know, drilling and things like that.
Oh, no. No pain.
Well, the straps. Why are you strapping me in?
Don't be alarmed. In order to keep this painless, there must be absolutely no movement.
Oh.
There you are. Snug as a bug in a rug. That's a curious thing to call you, isn't it? You're no bug.